This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, Deputy Grand Chief, and thank you for joining Nation Talk today.
Hello, Don.
There's an election looming in Nan Territory. As the Deputy Grand Chief, you are currently running for Grand Chief. Can you tell us a little bit about the issues Nan is facing and maybe some of your solutions as you see them?
Yes. I decided I want to run for Grand Chief after two terms as a Deputy Grand Chief, first elected August 2009, and my term is now ending by next week as a deputy, and I'm hoping that with my platform I would be successful in being elected for Grand Chief.
You're running on a development platform. You've stated that you want to create somewhat of a Nan economy on its own by 2025. What are your plans? What are your thoughts?
Currently, I hold several portfolios as a Deputy Grand Chief, one of them being economic and resource development. I have been engaged in implementing recommendations that the First Nations of Nan provided us during the Nan First Nations Economic Summit of February 2012, and we're actively implementing those recommendations. So it's my goal and vision that Nan First Nations need to establish their own community and regional economic economy in order to finance their future governance structure as well as an independent political entity.
I see. So that ties in quite a bit with, I guess, resource revenue benefits and sharing. And
that's correct. To date, there have been several mining companies and other hydro projects that have been concluded involving impact benefit agreements with the impacted First Nations in our territory. But when you look at the major project, the Ring of Fire that's to be developed, we're told that it's got an estimated economic value of about $60 billion over a 30-year period, and that's probably not going to be the end of it. I believe there's been some forecasts indicating that, as well as the chromite and other base metals in the territory of the Ring of Fire, it could be a 100-year lifespan. So we intend to get our fair share of that wealth extraction from the industry as well as from the provincial government, should that take place.
Well, I want to thank you for spending some time with us. Do you have any closing thoughts on this run-up to the August 12th election?
I'm running against two of my colleagues, current incumbent Grand Chief Harvey Yesno, a longtime friend of mine and former Chief of Nan, as well as my colleague, Deputy Grand Chief Alvin Fiddler, who's been with Nan for two or three terms. And it looks like it's going to be an interesting campaign and election process. So I'm looking very forward to getting the support of the Nan Chiefs, and hopefully, yeah, I'd be very honored that if the Chiefs of Nan have the confidence to elect me as their next Grand Chief.
Thank you for joining Nation Talk.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.